callers toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, to start things out here tonight, we have a story about cannibalism. Now, this is not something that you hear about in the news very often.
In fact, thank goodness.
Hardly ever. Though there is at least one incident that I can think of in the last decade of cannibalism hitting the news, and that was the story from Germany, where there was a there were a couple guys that were weird. And one of them was willing to submit himself to be eaten.
Yeah, slaughtered and eaten by the other guy.
That's right.
And it appeared to have some kind of sexual connotation to
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, very strange.
Yeah, it was bizarre stuff.
But it was pretty crystal clear. Like
there was videotape.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
The one guy, you know, the eater,
the cannibal,
you know, kept on the cannibal kept on asking the dinner whether he was, you know, whether he found this to be an unsavory act or whether he wanted it to simmer for a while, you know, whatever it was, you know, he just kept on.
It was crystal clear that this was a consensual activity.
I can hardly imagine how the guy reacts. Like, oh, God. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be painful, right? Getting butchered, getting your leg cut, and like, yeah, it's
horrifying. It's just absolutely horrifying to think about. But they seem to be interested in doing this with one another, and that's what they did. Of course, the guy ended up being charged with some sort of crime, murder, or cannibalism, or something. I don't know where. I don't remember.
They put him in jail.
Yeah, they put him in jail as though that he needed to be there, as though that he was a danger to society or anybody else, when he absolutely had the express consent and participation, voluntary participation of his victim in this case.
So not even a victim.
And I don't know of any other cannibalism stories. I mean, that's the only one that's come across my desk in the last decade.
Yeah, that's the kind of story that wouldn't have gone anywhere, you know, a decade before, just because communication is so good now that went somewhere. And that story, you know, sparked a discussion amongst Free Staters years ago when it occurred, because I think that story is from like 2004 or something like that. About that, you know, and sort of the consensual nature of, you know, if in fact people want to eat each other. And you know, there's a lot more interesting, you know, stories where, like, the Donner Party, you know, those people, they ate.
The people on the mountain, right? Yeah. Stranded on the mountain.
Right. Yeah, the Sierra Nevadas. And then there was the situation in 76 where the soccer team crashes out in the airplane crashes out in the jungle or something like that, and they end up eating each other.
They ate people.
Right. Yeah. And you know, no one got arrested there because nothing was done that was immoral. This one guy in Germany, certainly a sick guy, and I think that basically it's just like, you know, society came after him because of his act of
You're
so
different.
Sick. Really different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's difficult for me to feel bad for that guy. It's just that weird.
Well, yeah, I feel bad for him. I mean,
he's such an... from an intellectual standpoint, I don't think he should have been arrested, but it's just so vile.
Very aberrant behavior.
Yeah, it's just... It's such a taboo. I mean, it's just...
I think humans are
hardwired to find... to have an aversion to that.
Well... It's the issue.
Apparently
is,
not. I mean, cannibalism is not uncommon in you know, certain places. Long pork.
The issue has been brought up again in the activist movement up here in New Hampshire. We've talked a lot on this program about how Mark and myself are participants in the Free State Project. Nick, you're a New Hampshire native. Yeah. Mark and myself moved here over 3 years ago in order to get more active for liberty and encourage other people to come here and do the same thing. And inevitably, when you are part of a group that is challenging the status quo, part of a group of activists that is essentially getting out there and speaking out against the depredations of the state and talking about freedom, there are going to be some people that don't like you very much. Because whether you're just running as a political candidate or you're doing civil disobedience or whatever your tactics are, if you're challenging the status quo, the people who benefit from the status quo, whether they be, you know, welfare recipients or bureaucrats or whatever their deal is, politicians, they are going to feel threatened by you, and they are going to take certain steps in order to attempt to silence you, in order to attempt to stop you. And some of these steps involve calling and complaining. You know, instead of, like, just more, one of the more common versions of opposition is the people that support the state and the status quo will call the local talk shows and bitch and moan when a liberty activist calls in to talk about freedom. They'll bitch and moan about, they always call in and talk about the same thing, and I don't think they should be able to have this airtime. You know, this is kind of their viewpoint. But you guys just talk about the same thing all the time, too. You talk about how great the city is and how wonderful the state is and how you want to do this and that with the state. And so from my perspective, I can make the same claim, right? So that's one of the more common tactics, is to just call and complain rather than start their own radio show or start their own television show. This is one of the things you guys encountered with Free Minds TV in the beginning. Nick was, and I don't know if you were around for this. Do you still get it where people will complain about your show rather than actually going and starting their own TV show?
Because yeah. It's public access, so we really can't get kicked off.
Right.
So if we're pissing people off, we just kind of, it pleases me.
But that's their tactic, is to call the executive director of the station.
Yeah, I think they're going to be able to do something about it. And that's my response. When somebody complains, I just tell them, we'll start, whether it's somebody complaining from outside the Liberty Movement or somebody within the Liberty Movement who thinks, you know, I wish you guys took this stance on this issue, or you covered this. I say, that's a great idea. You should start your own show and do it.
Absolutely.
And I mean it.
But
no
they
one
won't.
Ever, no one ever
they
does.
Don't. Right,
no
because it's it's easier to bitch and moan than it is to actually do something and create. So
it's too much work. I mean, they don't really care about it that much. They just want to whine at you.
But there are some folks that do take the next step. That do more than just complain. There are some folks that take it to the next level. Pam Martins is the woman's name. We've talked about her in the past on this program and her campaign of evil against the Liberty activists up here. This is from her newsletter that she apparently... Is this mailed to people, Mark, as
no.
well as emailed?
This is no, this is an on-my-email thing. This is from the newsletter that is in my town, which I would prefer you to leave the name of it out. But
I'll do my best on that.
Yeah, it's not easy. And it goes around to all the, you know, to any resident who signs up for it. Previously,
I already gave out her name, so anybody that wanted to figure this out probably wouldn't be that hard. Anyway, the news of the town has learned that an email is circulating in town with a link to this website, freelunchproject.com, which is, I think, a pretty funny satire site. On that website, my wife's name, Pam Martins, is mentioned, along with a parody of an actual article relating to some Free State Project members supporting legalizing cannibalism. The website, Free Lunch Project, which presents itself as supporters of socialism or the nanny state, is a parody created by Lou Eastman of Shy Frog Media, a longtime supporter of the Free State Project in New Hampshire. They then provide a link to prove that he is related to the Free State Project. And indeed, Lou is a Free State Project participant and moved here from Utah. Great guy.
Yep.
The website is registered to Mr. Eastman, and the effort to ridicule my wife, Pam Martins, on this website is so the Free State Project can get out in front of three of their supporters' endorsement of legalizing cannibalism as long as all parties agree to the act. Insane, you say? So do we. My wife exposed this website in one of her articles, freetownproject.com.
For the record, I think that it is pretty insane to want to make a deal with your friends to kill them and eat them.
It is, but what they're doing here is this was a discussion board, and Pam Martins unearthed some old discussion on some BBS discussion board somewhere, and you know the fact that people talk about this in a message forum is entirely different than people proponing getting out there and caring about whether this issue matters.
Oh, certainly I agree. But would you agree, Mark?
Would I agree?
That consenting adults should be able to eat each other?
Why would they want to do that?
That's not the question I asked you. I don't really understand it myself, but why would two men want to have sex with each other?
I don't understand that either.
They do.
They should. They should be able to do whatever they want with one another.
So you should be able to eat your friend, right? I mean, if I make a contract with
my friend, do that. No, I'm not going to eat you, dude.
Okay. But
you're not answering the question.
You're not answering the question.
What's the question?
Should cannibalism, as long as it's voluntary, be legal?
Why would you want to go after somebody who
did... He is such a politician, isn't he? He's going to make a great politician.
Anybody didn't do anything that anybody didn't want.
You're so slimy, Mark. You're being so slimy right now. As though you're not understanding what his question is.
I answered the question.
No, you did it. It was not responsive.
It was a duck.
800-259-9231. Maybe you can answer the question. Should cannibalism be legal? It's Free Talk Live. Why? Or why not? Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Get $1,000 in free groceries for only $4.90. It's true. The National Grocery Relief Program is now available to you. Consumer Advocate Response, in cooperation with the National Grocery Relief Program, is conducting surveys in your area for a limited time. Simply call their toll-free number to get your free $1,000 National Grocery Relief Program sent out to you today. This limited-time offer is completely confidential, and there's no restriction on what groceries you can get. That means with your $1,000, you can buy any of your favorite products in the grocery store. Call now and get your $1,000 worth of groceries free. Participation is limited, so call now. 1-800-554-9306. That's 1-800-554-9306. It's easy and completely confidential. Claim your relief package today. 1-800-554-9306.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, you can, of course, join us over on the BBS. Speaking of features on the site, bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to where there are over 500,000 posts. Lots to talk about there. Fun stuff, serious issues, you'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. Netflix.com. Now, the highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson, is now available at SwordMovie.com. The film includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, as well as behind-the-scenes videos and exclusive. Pick up your copy today and discover our heritage with the sword and the historical rights of free men. Visit SwordMovie.com today for your chance to win one of the many real historical replica swords and lightsabers. SwordMovie.com. And we're talking about a political hack job here, and the purpose, I think, of bringing this up is, well, I might as well talk about cannibalism because that's the issue that is being brought up, but more specifically to talk about how desperate the opposition to the activist movement up here is. I mean, we talk a lot about the Free State Project, the liberty-minded people, thousands of them, nearly 10,000 have signed up so far, by the way, that are all moving to the same place to get active for freedom. It's threatening. It's scary to people that are part of the system, scary to people that have jobs that maybe count on the government or are actually working for the government or have been indoctrinated their whole lives to believe that they need to have a coercive state. And so, well, since they don't actually have any logic they can defeat you with, they have to go to the extremes of basically alleging that you support cannibalism, or that that a liberty activist would support cannibalism. Now, I'll answer your question that Mark wouldn't answer earlier, Nick. Your question was, do you believe that somebody, two people who consent, should be able to engage in cannibalism? Was that the question?
Should it be illegal?
Should it be illegal? The answer is absolutely not, because consenting people should be able to engage in whatever consensual behavior they want to. Does that mean that I endorse it? No. Does that mean that I support it? No. Does it mean I would participate in it? No, absolutely not. It's disgusting. It's horrifying
to think
about.
It's not even like it's a real issue, because it's such a social taboo. People don't refrain from eating each other because it's illegal. They refrain from eating each other because it's a social taboo. It's right. It's simply not done.
So in this culture,
unless you know you're very prone to antisocial behavior.
Right, but because people like me who believe in liberty and allowing others to be free don't want to lock somebody up in a jail cell for the rest of their lives because they engage in a consensual act of cannibalism, the people that are trying to smear the Free State Project members are claiming that we're insane. And the person writing this email that goes out to, a group of busybodies is trying to prove that free staters are cannibals.
This email doesn't go out to a group of busybodies. That's mischaracterizing.
Oh, really?
Right.
Who does it go to?
Well, this email list was generated originally by somebody who would send out pretty legitimate news. He was one of those guys that's, you know, into the local government, wanting to make sure that the politicians are publishing their minutes and doing things, you know, sort of the legal way.
I see.
And it became, arduous for him to do. It's a lot of work. So he was looking for someone to turn it over, to whom to turn it over.
He turned it over to a busybody?
He turned it over to the Martins, who are definitely busybodies from my point of view, and they, basically he allowed people to opt in to this new thing. So essentially they started their own, and he kept his old list.
So
he has since restarted up his old list, and I would assume it's because he doesn't feel like the Martins were filling the niche that he wanted them to fill.
Got it.
So the Martins essentially had their own list of people that were sort of encouraged to sign up if they wanted to their list. I did not.
Okay. So they're basically now going to dig up some ancient history here. They're pulling up websites and, you know, essentially citing
what they're citing here is an intellectual discussion on a message board. That
yes.
It's not as if there are activists out there pushing this issue, lobbying the State House to legalize consensual cannibalism.
That's correct.
I'm not even sure that that's against the killing part. I'm not even sure that cannibalism is against the law. Like, I'm not even sure in the
jurisdiction. If you take your own life.
I've never seen an RSA in the state to say it's illegal to eat a dead body.
That's a great point. So they bring up freetownproject.com, which is not a forum. It's not an intellectual forum. It's an old website that doesn't even, I mean, there is no Freetown Project anymore. The guy that ran the website is one of the few people who's ever been kicked out of the Free State Project because he's so antisocial. His name is Larry Pendarvis, as they mention here. The website owner, Zach Baffs, a.k.a. Larry Pendarvis, was involved in the attempted takeover of Grafton, New Hampshire, by supporters of the Free State Project. which is the intention behind Freetown Project, was essentially to, I don't really know what their intentions were, but the way that the site looks.
It was to move a lot of people to that one town, for
sure. That was their idea, but the way their site was kind of put together was very in-your-face, very not so tactful.
Right. Well, early on in the sort of Free State Project movement, I don't know what it was like for everybody else, but I know when I got here, I was outraged at just the growth of government, the bureaucrats and police, how they treat people across the nation, and I was ready for spoiling for a fight. And I suspect these people, to some extent, are spoiling for a fight.
I think you're right.
The idea behind the Freetown Project is I understood it from discussions that I had about it years ago when it was still being discussed. The idea was basically, let's find a small town and just we'll win by virtue of weight
numbers.
Of numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
So it will be in. We are going to take over your town.
And I don't know that it. Right, because the idea of the Free State Project, it may seem like that we're here to take over the state. But how could 20,000 people really do that?
You're talking about less than 2% of the population.
But the, right.
Not but the a, rhetoric.
That's not the idea of the Free State Project.
But the rhetoric on the Free Town Project website, which has no connection to the Free State Project, the rhetoric has to do with cannibalism and whores and like all of the most objectionable, what many people would consider objectionable things that could happen in a free society. So it was coming from this just really poor perspective and very unpersuasive. And this guy was kicked out of the Free State Project, but nonetheless, the site still exists, so they believe that it's still a current project.
So this guy was probably a little upset about being kicked out of the Free State Project. Keeps this site up. Why? So the people that dislike the Free State Project can go find this Free Town Project, which sounds similar, and trot it out, I guess.
But there's more. Next, Phil Bantz. This is back to their email here. Phil Bantz of the Keene Sentinel published an article in April of 2009 on the Free State Project, interviewing one of their supporters in Keene, who essentially said cannibalism would be okay if both parties agreed. Then Ian Freeman of Free Talk Live, the radio program promoting the Free State Project in New Hampshire, also endorsed cannibalism if all parties freely consented.
She identified you as Ian Freeman?
That's right.
So she's not using your slave name?
No, I guess not.
You have to send her a thank you note.
Yeah, I think a lot of people found that hard. I know personally, I found it a little difficult to reprogram myself to the idea. So
maybe she never heard the old name.
Maybe not, but I just find it interesting that the opponents are using it.
My wife bore the brunt of their attack at Free Lunch Project because she's a public interest writer at Counterpunch, typically on Wall Street corruption, and first brought this cannibalism insanity to light in an article for Counterpunch. What's any of this got to do with the selectman's race and wherever? Well, the man running for selectman is a long-term supporter of the Free State Project and helps organize its annual convention called the Porcupine Festival.
Suggesting that there's only one annual convention.
That's true. There are two. There's the Liberty Forum coming up here in March, the 18th through the 21st. We're going to be eating people. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind.
Tasty, consensual people.
More smears coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything. Just dial in toll free 800-259-9231. Though if you've got thoughts on cannibalism, we would love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have the cam site. You can go and watch Free Talk Live if you would like. And there's also a chat room on there as well. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and get interactive. That's cam.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a vicious email that has been floating around here that is written by a couple of busybodies in a nearby town to Keene, where we do the show from. And, of course, Mark and myself are Free State Project participants. We moved here with the express purpose of getting active for liberty, as have hundreds of other people. Over 700 people are in state now as part of the Free State Project. Nearly 10,000, about 82 people away now from reaching 10,000, have pledged to come here. And I think it's pretty safe to say that all of the people I've ever met would never actually engage in any sort of act of cannibalism, nor would they support an act of cannibalism.
Oh, and just because I see the point that consenting adults should be able to do what they want to do, it's not really like an issue that I feel like wasting my time on.
No, it's...
I'm not, like, the legalization of cannibalism...
I'm not going to be lobbying for it.
It's not very far from the last thing on my list of
Absolutely.
Things to see...
Absolutely. But nonetheless, they're bringing it up as though it is one of those things, and they're using it to slander and to smear the members of this movement, the Liberty Movement. That's really the reason to bring it up, because I don't support cannibalism, but I support allowing people to consent with one another to do weird things that I don't support. That's what, to me, liberty means. It means allowing other people to be free so you yourself can be free. Anyway, we'll continue the slander email here and then get your thoughts if you want to share them. You can talk about cannibalism, though, if you want to. I mean, because, you know, they don't talk about cannibalism very often on the on talk radio. It's just well, not one
sure,
of those issues.
I'm not sure I'd characterize the email exactly as slander. It's a very... they're laying out the facts in the way that they want them laid out. It's
smearing. How about smearing? Is that a better word?
It's a smear,
yeah.
And they're presenting a very distorted version of the truth, but I haven't heard anything that's just an out-and-out lie.
Let me continue here. So they have no reason to believe that the candidate supports legalizing cannibalism, but he does support the radical libertarian views of the Free State Project. And then it gets really kind of fun. We had hoped to take the high road here at the town news and not comment on the selectmen's race and leave it in the hands of the voters. But as we suspected might happen, a dirty tricks campaign has already begun. Now, I have no idea what they're alleging here, what dirty tricks.
They're worried they might lose.
Yeah,
is what they're alleging here. They're worried that the candidate that they're trying to smear in this case has a pretty good shot of winning.
Oh, he's going
to
win.
Right, because otherwise they wouldn't have bothered writing this.
And from what I understand about the town and about the person, they probably will win.
Okay.
I would guess. I would say the odds are pretty good.
I like his chances.
Yeah, so this is a desperate attempt. it's an attempt at a Hail Mary pass. And I think it's a very easy attack to defuse, really, because it is so ridiculous.
Absolutely.
It is so mudslinging.
But this is all we have.
But it reflects very poorly on somebody who is trying to smear a candidate to do this, to say this. That reflects poorly on the person who wrote the article.
Absolutely. And they even admit here, I mean, we had hoped to take the high road.
But you
That's
did
an
not.
Admission
you took
that
the
they
low road.
They're not taking the high road.
Right. And then they try to justify not taking the high road by claiming just, you know, that a dirty tricks campaign has begun without providing any evidence whatsoever.
They document everything else, you'll notice. Right. They document it down to, like, a link where you can go to find the old posts on the discussion forum about cannibalism. But they can't actually document anything as far as dirty tricks that we
use. Here's the dirty trick, okay? One of the selectmen, and I understand this is local politics, but this could happen.
It could happen anywhere.
Right. One of the selectmen that is sort of... You know, more is pro free stater. I mean, you know, in my town, you can move there and say you're a free stater, and people are like, welcome. That's how it is. You know, other towns different, but my town, that's the way it is. So this pro free stater selectman is going around and saying that the candidate that these folks here, the nanny staters, the free lunch project members here are purporting is it's an old lady who's going to be a puppet of these people. They already currently have a puppet who they're hoping to move up into the state house, and you know, they really, these are just manipulative folks that. Mm-hmm. Want to, you know, start their own little fiefdom. They have no jobs, and they're wealthy, and local politics is their hobby.
The town news will respond quickly and thoroughly to any efforts to distort information to the voters of the town and to preempt the next planned attack. Apparently they know what your plans are, the Free Staters. To preempt the next planned attack, my wife and I are not communists, have never been communists, have never attended a communist meeting, have no idea where there are any communist meetings.
Okay, now, I love this. The crux of this letter is, they're cannibals, we're not communists, we were trying to take the high road.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Now,
they're presuming they know that you're going to come out and label them as communists. That's what they're saying. The next plan of attack is going to be.
It's because of the logic that they're using. The smear is that Bill Campbell, who's running here, he's a cannibal because the Free Staters are cannibals, and that's what they're
because the Free Staters in some Free Staters.
That's what they're doing here, though.
Right.
It's all smearing it all together. So because Pam Martins works for a company where the owner, counterpunch.com, where the owner of the company is an avowed communist.
I think it's funny when communists own things, by the way.
Yeah. the avowed communist that she works for, obviously she's a communist with this kind of logic that they this stupid logic that that they have. They can't just say that Bill Campbell is a guy who believes in local control and smaller government, because that would get him elected.
But he's going to prove that they're not communists. Here's how he does it. I was a registered Republican for 40 years, and my wife a registered Democrat for 40 years. We both became fed up with the two main national parties a year or two back and registered as independents for the first time. We are tolerant of all political affiliations, but reserve the First Amendment freedoms to speak out against bad political ideas. It is a bad, if not insane, political idea to want to defund public education and strip government of all programs to help people in need. Now, so they're not communists. They were Republicans and Democrats. No communist could be a Republican or a Democrat for 40 years, right?
So, and this is the diversion, right? What if that is what Bill Campbell wanted to do? What would that have to do with him being a selectman? You can't defund public education as a select person. You have to do what the budget committee says.
You don't deal with welfare programs as a selectman either.
Not really very much at all.
Not really.
They have a a public good thing, but
it's really not. Welfare programs are done through the federal government or the state,
right?
Not through the.
So there's really no issue here. This is just select person people really don't have that much power. Period.
No, they control the town budget to some extent.
To some extent.
Under the Free State Project mantra, Social Security would be sacked, Medicare, unemployment insurance. This is the worst... this is the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. As of January, 9.3 million Americans are out of work. If you add in part-time workers who can't find a full-time job and discouraged workers who have given up, we have a 16.5% unemployment rate, according to the U.S. Labor Department, which, by the way, is not that bad here in New Hampshire.
And what's that have to do with the town that I live in? Because it's really not that bad there.
It's not that bad in the entire state.
Right.
Can you think of a worse time to elect someone supporting the Free State Project agenda? And that's the end of the
evening. Because if they get one
think of no better time.
If they get one selectman in a small town in New Hampshire, then Social Security, like, it really is a non sequitur.
Means it doesn't follow.
Right. I don't see any reason to not debate them on the Social Security and things like that. But if I was running for selectman, it's really irrelevant. And
yeah,
I think
they've got nothing.
I think it's very easy to point out that the points you're bringing up are irrelevant to this race.
Yep, they're so desperate, so pathetic. It's just amazing watching them.
In fact, not one of those things was relevant at all.
Like they're struggling in a sand pit, trying desperately to get out and make a point. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson, is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a two-disc set that includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro. In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain, enough time perhaps for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. You can buy whatever you need. They've got dozens of categories, even used items, free Super Saver shipping, and a whole bunch of their brand new stuff. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Just start your shopping through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. Now then, the 12-year process of government education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. But over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. We've been talking about just the desperate, pathetic desperation tactics of the opposition to the Free Stater, the Free State Project movement here in New Hampshire, the Liberty movement in general, because really, a lot of the folks that are doing the best activism up here in New Hampshire are New Hampshire natives. The guy that we're that they were talking about, this political candidate that the smear letter went out about in the town in which you live, Mark, this guy is a New Hampshire native that they're talking about.
Yeah, generations upon generations.
Right. Nick, you're a New Hampshire native. You and Toby, the host of Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio, the guy that recently ran for city council here in Keene, is a New Hampshire native, Nick Ryder. One of the other activists is the most active doing like a fully informed jury association outreach here. Chris is not a native, but he's been here since before the Free State Project. He's been here, 15 years or something like that, or 10 years. And so some of the best activists, I would say overall, the best activists are the people that are getting activated by the Free Staters coming in. The Free Staters, the Liberty activists, are coming in from all over the place, but they don't know the territory. They don't know the lay of the land. They don't, they don't have the history, the roots, and for whatever reason, at least from my experience, it's been the New Hampshire natives that have been the real
go-getters.
Yeah, they've been the real doers. And so that's what they're talking about here is this political candidate who's a New Hampshire native, well, they can't attack him because he's a Free Stater. They can only attack him because he's associated with Free Staters. And what do they have to bring up? Is that somebody on an internet forum and on a website somewhere in an intellectual discussion took the position that cannibalism, since if it's a consensual act of cannibalism, should be legal. And that's what they're bringing up as their big scary, specter to hang over this guy's head. And then at the very end, they slap on top that he wants to get rid of Social Security and he wants to, you know, end all government welfare programs.
Not one of those things is germane to
The town selectmen.
None of those are issues that are going to be addressed on a town level.
But isn't it? It's a perfect example of how they have absolutely nothing to go with here. They've got nothing persuasive. They've just got fear. They've got, rattling the saber as loud as they possibly can to try to distract people. I mean, he doesn't support cannibalism. It wasn't even his words that they're citing. So they're just putting his name in a letter that uses the word cannibalism, and they figure people will, conflate the two together. It's pathetic. Let's go to your calls about whatever you want. Talk to Jamie in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, it's Jamie from Wheels Off Liberty.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm listening to this. I just now tuned in to the show tonight, and I'm listening to this cannibalism talk. And, dude, my wife married me because I was such a good cannibal.
What?
No.
Is that a sex joke?
Kind of, but, I don't understand how all these people, anybody with the problem with the Free State points to this one knucklehead who was talking about people. The movement's so much bigger than a petty discussion about this topic alone. And, I mean, isn't it more beneficial for everybody to ignore people with this type of attitude talking about eating people on a philosophy standpoint and stick to our roots about the gun in the room and the violence of government and what that truly is? I think that's the message that will resonate with people, and kind of stay away from this childish type. Not that you guys are childish or anything, but apparently this one guy was, because nobody in their right mind really believes that eating other people is correct, except maybe like sapphicerotica.com or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. I agree that generally these things should be ignored, but at the same time, I also wanted to provide it as an example of just how desperate and pathetic the opposition is. I mean, they got nothing.
Absolutely. They don't have anything because what we are in the liberty movement is we're principled. We stand on the truth, and if you continue standing on the truth like that, then we will prevail in this battle against the thugs of government. So, I mean, it's just kind of a reminder to not let them to get you in these type of silly debates on message boards and things like that, but stick to our roots, which is government is funded by violence all the way.
Well said, Jamie. People can go and check out your program. You get your own podcast. It's called Wheels Off Liberty, wheelsoffliberty.com. In fact, Taryn Lupo from LCLReport.com has joined you now as a co-host. Is that right?
Yeah, he's a co-host right now. Mike's been kidnapped, and I think he's living in Mexico right now. But he'll be back with us pretty soon.
I thought I thought that Mike was going for a sex change operation.
He did go for a sex change operation. It was some crazy witch type ritual in Mexico, and he'll be back soon. His voice might be an octave higher. I'm not sure about that yet.
Will his name be Michela after that?
Michela, and he is an ugly broad, man. I got a picture up on my Facebook. I wouldn't even do him, and
that's
pretty in particular.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie, thanks for the call,
like
man.
It, yeah.
Appreciate hearing from you as always. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, a while back, Mark was saying something that actually struck home. He said that the people in the government don't follow the laws. You remember saying that a little while ago, Mark?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but some of the time.
Well, When was the last time you ever saw the people in the government concerned about following laws?
Yeah, they don't really seem like it. Sometimes they'll tell you things that, well, this is the law, and they don't really even know if it's the law or not. They'll just say so. They certainly will never show it to you, so they don't seem to really have feel a strong obligation there.
Now, I have another question for you. What do you call it when there are no laws or when people don't follow laws?
Outlaws?
Anarchy.
Anarchy. Now, this is the argument I've been making for a long time. Mark, it looks like you're finally coming around to it, that we already live in anarchy. It's not that I promote anarchy, but the very fact that there are no laws, or at least certainly there's nobody following the laws, at least not the not the people at the top, just the little guys at the bottom who actually think that laws have some kind of weight follow them. But those people at the top, they don't follow any laws. So that makes my point. We're already living in anarchy. There is no such thing as authority or law. All there is are people with guns, and that's called anarchy.
Well, I think that there's authority in the sense that you can abdicate responsibility to an agent, your own powers, rights, and responsibilities to an agent, and that person would have that authority to do that.
But that hasn't been done in this case.
That person would then be your servant. They would be your servant. That's not enough. They don't have authority over you. They're your employees.
Well, they have authority over they have authority in a certain manner. So, for instance, if I have a security guard to work on my property, has authority over the property.
Right, but not over you.
No, not over me.
He has authority over whatever you have domain over.
Sure. I think Gene makes a really good point here.
I have never disagreed with this. I think that it's a deep philosophical discussion that we already live in a state of anarchy, and that there is a that there's a gang funded by force and violence that claims to somehow subvert that. And
they're the mafia.
Yeah,
to touch on what the racist guy was saying earlier about mm-hmm. the Jewish bankers. I have to say that the term Jewish bankers is every bit as legitimate as the term Italian mafia. That doesn't mean that every Italian is a member of the mafia or that they're involved in the criminal activities. It just means that the Italian mafia is primarily from a gang of people from Italy. That's all that means.
That's what that sounds like. But but most of the bankers in the world aren't Jewish, and most of the bankers that have control over the issuance of currency aren't Jewish either.
We're out of time. Gene, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. It's been Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join Nick over at Free Minds TV, freemindsmedia.org. And see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.